This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:20 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. Let's get a quick update on the FBM KLCI.
Still hijau, it is up 0.5%, currently 1,436 points. FBM KLCI, whole region, lovely shade of green. I think all very much in a good mood due to U.S. markets, which rallied last night.
All right. Well, we're turning our attention to a regional index, and that's the Thai equity market. It's also been impacted by the global sell-down of equities with a year-to-date decline of 7.5%.
This not helped by domestic headwinds that caused a sell-down with foreign shareholding close to all-time lows as inflation begins to bite while household debt remains stubbornly high. However, with the country reopening and the tourist sector rebooting itself, is it time to relook at the Thai equity market?
So for some thoughts on this, we speak to Daniel Ng, Investment Manager of Asian Equities at Aberdeen. Daniel, good morning. Thanks for joining us. So tourist entry rules were relaxed in April. How important is this to the Thai economy? And are the positives beginning to be seen in the data?
Certainly, yeah. So from a more fundamental level, we certainly see the tourist arrival numbers improving month on month since the Thai borders opened. And it's actually exceeded market expectations. But it's, of course, still a far way off pre-COVID numbers. Elsewhere, at a more on the ground level, we also do see retail footfall returning, which is positive. And the positive same-store sale growth numbers coming through. So the market has started to recognize this with tourism-related names like transport hotels, as well as retail outperforming the SET. And as you would know, at a more macro level, tourism is a huge part of the Thai economy, contributing roughly 12% of Thai GDP, and will also be a hugely important factor in alleviating the current account deficit. So obviously, with China still unable to travel, this is the impact of a reopening is not as big as it could have been, but it's definitely a positive for the country.
So, Daniel, if you want exposure to this reopening team, what should we consider? I mean, is it obvious ones like hospitality, aviation?
Yeah, most obviously airports and transport-related names, but I would also be looking at staples names for the consumption play and as well as some property names, particularly those with retail exposure. And also some second-order positive effects could flow through to healthcare names through medical tourism returning.
And if we take a look at the prolonged geopolitical war in Ukraine, which is still creating a lot of headwinds like inflation, especially with energy and commodity prices remaining elevated, how do you see inflation impacting the Thai economy? Is this beginning to impact the ability of Thai households to spend and also crimp the margins of some corporates?
I think, ability to spend is definitely something to keep an eye on. Where households have felt the biggest pinch is obviously on fuel prices, which has contributed hugely to inflation. And with the local oil fund having issues, fuel prices might have to be raised further. But the other key consideration is also on raw material input costs. With companies faced with higher costs, those that are unable to pass that on to consumers will definitely face pressure on margins. So the answer is yes, some corporates will face issues. But I think, as I've mentioned, some staples are likely to be more defensive on this end versus the discretionary spend. But also some intangibles like brand equity and how they fit into Thai behaviors and lifestyles, these factors matter. But also there's also the consideration of a minimum wage hike, which the government is considering and could go into effect in January next year. And this would be positive for consumption. So there is support for consumption as well. And on balance, net-net, we think that in the shorter term, the benefits of a reopening will outweigh the impact on households, out-of-household consumption, driven by consumers switching from home-based spend, given the pent-up demand and post-pandemic normalization.
But yeah, at the same time, we look at the economy. There is concern that Thailand is still likely to suffer a current account deficit this year. And if I'm looking at Bloomberg, forecast of negative 1.1%. And with just a nascent recovery in the domestic economy, do you expect the Bank of Thailand to raise the policy rate at the next meeting in August? And if that's the case, I mean, can they firstly, can the economy absorb it?
So we do expect the Bank of Thailand to raise its policy rate at the next meeting in August. I think at the moment the priority for the Bank of Thailand is probably to combat inflation, and through that they have to raise the rates. The impact of a rate hike, I think, is not as big an issue at the moment. So banks would stand to benefit from a rate hike for sure, through the expansion of margins. So the concern on whether households will be able to stomach rising rates, I think on the mortgage front, we believe that most households have fixed their mortgage rates. So the impact of, for example, 25 bps increase in rates on households' costs is likely to be less than 1%. And there was also talk in the market about banks not being allowed to increase rates, but we do not think that this is a big probability. I think what you might see is the continued management of NPL formation. So a rate rise is likely to be accompanied by banks needing to offer continued support, which could mean the extension of debt restructuring measures. What this means effectively is for investors like ourselves, it could limit asset quality visibility. But that is something that's likely already priced by the market. Mm. And to your question on current account deficit, we do expect the issue to moderate, which should provide some relief to the Thai baht and also the follow-through impact on inflation.
And speaking of the Thai baht, we have seen it depreciate by 10% against the greenback. Who are the winners and losers of this?
Yeah, tourism and transport are obviously the largest beneficiaries, but also, like I mentioned, healthcare, which is in itself is a more defensive sector, but that also stands to benefit from a weaker Thai baht. And on the other hand, I think we would be a bit more cautious on companies with significant dollar-denominated debt. They would suffer costs denominated in dollars. There are some in the energy sector, particularly in refineries, but also in electronics.
And aside from this, Daniel, are there any other sectors that look attractive? And perhaps what would you avoid?
I mentioned tourism, transport, and healthcare. But I think on the flip side, I think I would be cautious on non-bank financials, where there could be pressures relating to the cost of funds with rising rates, as well as needing to keep an eye on NPL formation. The other interesting one I would be keeping an eye on would be refineries, where they are sort of stuck in a catch-22 situation. So lower oil prices, obviously, reduces the national service risk in relation to refineries, but also leads to margin compression. But on the other hand, higher oil prices results in stock gain, higher product prices, but at the same time increases the risk of national service. Mm-hmm. So that's something I'll be keeping an eye on and be a bit more cautious as well.
All right, Daniel, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Daniel Ng, Investment Manager of Asian Equities at Aberdeen, giving us the lay of the land in terms of the outlook for Thai equities. It's coming up to 9:29 in the morning. We're heading into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. And then after that, we have Tech for Good, where Juliet Jacobs speaks to Haji Bachopilong, Senior Vice President of Petronas, and Zulaira Abubakar, CEO of Meranti. That's after the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.